shit.
Don't you do it!
Sorry!
Michael!
I'll be quick, I promise!
No, you won't!
Don't come in here! I'm naked! Don't do it. Ah!
Good morning, Caleb.
Fuck you, Sadie. Oh, can you hit the... Thank you.
Uh-huh. Don't forget, it's job fair day. So, you know, clean the whole body.
Ha ha. Job fair. How could I forget?
I remember what you said that very first night. I remember that look in your eyes. Yeah, I remember what you said to me. And so I replayed all these memories. But now I know that I don't need that shit no more.
What's up?
Can I get
green tea? Honey?
Yeah.
Coming up.
Caleb!
Hey, Frankie.
Where are you guys this morning?
Are you already on campus?
I live on campus. I'm always on campus. I eat, sleep, breathe campus life. But I'm on the quad waiting for you. Where are you? Where's Sadie?
I'm grabbing my coffee now. You might want to text Sadie. She's back at the apartment.
Okay, get over here. They're setting up the tents for the job fair, and our hangout spot is about to get overrun.
See you soon, man.
Bye.
Bye.
Caleb? I didn't want to interrupt. Here you go.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too, man.
I don't need that shit no more.
Boston University West.
I don't need that shit no more. Hey, oh, it ain't what it was before. Yeah, I don't need that shit no more. Yeah, they need it when things are really good. Many months when I didn't know what I would do. Took a minute to see it when
Accio, best friends in the world.
From Luminary and Atypical Artists, you're listening to The College Tapes. Episode 2, Insolita Res, by Brigham Snow.
Hey folks, Lauren Shippen here with another audio drama recommendation for you. Today I want to talk about The Last City. In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
About time.
Sorry, got tied up on the T. Sadie, how the fuck did you get here before me?
Ran here.
Did you even take a shower?
I'll do that at the athletic center. Someone used all the hot water this morning.
Because someone snoozed and loosed.
That's not a word.
You're not a word.
Remind me why we're best friends.
So, what's everybody up to today?
Cardiovascular dynamics. First big test of the year.
You got this, Sadie. You're gonna crush it. What about you, Caleb?
Just classes.
Don't you have a meeting with the Career Counseling Center?
Nope.
I thought you...
I canceled it.
Why?
Don't need it.
Are you at least gonna go to the fair today?
Probably not.
I was gonna do a lap this afternoon. You can come with me after your cognitive psych class.
Nah, I'm good. Ben and I were gonna run this afternoon.
I'll come. I was gonna work on my app proposal, but I guess it won't hurt to think about next summer. I could grab some flyers for you, Caleb.
Nah, that's okay.
This about the internship?
No.
Just because you got that shitty internship at the spring fair doesn't mean everything at these things is a bust.
I didn't say it was shitty.
You know, it's been a month and you still haven't told us what happened at Harbor Crest.
I told you, nothing happened.
Come on, man.
I swear, I'm not in the mood for real life stuff today, that's all.
Real life is coming whether you're ready or not, Caleb.
And I'll be fine. I don't need a counselor or a recruiter in a tent to tell me what's out there.
And what exactly do you think is out there?
No dining dollars or campus cash. That's what's out there. Scary stuff.
You have two more years, Frankie.
And praise Glow Cloud for that. Oh my god. No way. Hold on. Is that a phone number?
What?
Oh my god. It's a phone number.
What?
Caleb, your cup.
That's old school.
Wait. How did I miss that?
Is that coal? Local bean coal?
I knew it! Oh, you order tea, he makes the tea. It's a tale as old as time.
So old school, dude.
You gonna call him?
I don't know.
Call him, Caleb.
I'm not really looking for anything right now.
Ugh, or ever.
I mean, there's sort of a reason for that.
But oh my god, look, he wrote honey on it. They already have pet names.
I get honey in my tea, Frankie.
Wow, such a cute coincidence.
Frankie.
Frankie's not wrong. Look at it this way. It's either call him or find another place to get your morning fix.
Yeah, it's pretty much a lock now. I'm thinking maybe a daily Quibbler theme for your wedding invitations. Ooh, how do you feel about a winter ceremony? I look fantastic in burgundy. This is a fact.
Cole's cute. He's got that whole I can fix motorcycles while reading poetry vibe.
Very early aughts teen movie. Wholesome outsider look.
Oh, very. Very much.
We should go see him later, Sadie. Make sure his intentions are honorable.
Maybe a little dishonorable.
Ooh, we can allow that.
Guys!
Yeah?
What?
I love you, but you're giving me a headache.
Tough morning commute?
You could say that.
Hydrate today. It'll help you if you're feeling off.
Thanks, Mom.
Someone has to take care of you. Maybe that's why you should call Cole.
Frankie will take care of me.
You sure about that? I nearly took off your hand building sets yesterday.
Oh yeah, how is ragtime going?
The powers that be still won't let me use the nail gun.
Who are the powers that be?
My own better judgment.
Smart. See? What would you two knuckleheads do without me? Mature. Frankie, you should have cut off that hand. All right, I got class. I gotta go.
Good luck today.
Meet at the student union at 2 for the fair?
Totally. Bye, dudes.
Bye.
Later. So, how are things going with the new kid?
Ben? They're good. We've been running a lot, getting them ready for spring crew tryouts.
They still bummed they didn't make the cuts this semester?
Nah. We're focused now. I got them in a good groove. Control what you can.
I want to see them again. We should all hang out tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah, it'd be perfect. Sadie will be recovering from her test, and I'll hopefully be done with the first pass on my coding. So we can all chill.
Okay, yeah. That's a good idea. I can ask Ben this afternoon.
Perf. I love how orientation never really stops for you.
What do you mean?
You just care. You're great at making people feel seen, valued. You make an impact, Caleb.
Wow, thanks, Frankie. Seriously, I needed that. It's been cool. I took Ben on a hike up in Saugus this past weekend. Felt good to just walk and, like, I don't know, talk without talking, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Remember when you took me under your wing my freshman year?
I didn't take you under so much as I lifted my wing up and found that Sadie had put you there.
Fair. Good times. You know, I was kind of surprised when I found out about you. About your ability, I mean. That you did orientation. Don't the new student nerves get to you?
Actually, it kind of reminds me of the game bus back in high school.
And that's a good feeling?
It's a familiar one.
Everything okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Nothing tonight can't fix, right?
Yes. And nothing a cute boy can't fix either.
What?
Cole, you should call him.
You think?
Definitely. It wouldn't hurt to have your world rocked every once in a while.
Okay, yeah, and we're done.
I'm serious. You two could be goals. And you deserve someone nice. Just saying.
Well, you deserve someone nice too, Frankie.
Don't I know it?
Really? You're the biggest romantic I know. You should put yourself out there, too.
I really do try. It's just... it's never what I want it to be.
I know.
I don't know. Maybe my expectations are too high.
You should have high expectations. You're fucking amazing. I mean, just, like, look at those cheekbones.
I know. I'm incredible. Hey, maybe I'll find the one at the job fair today.
You know this isn't, like, the fair from Greece, right? Like you know that.
You mean... there won't be games and rides?
No.
No, I know. It's more like pie-eating contests and pig wrestling. I'm kidding.
There's somebody out there that'll get your humor. I promise. And really, if you ever need a wingman or something out there, I want to make sure you find your princess in shining armor.
Thanks, Caleb.
All right. I gotta get to class.
Me too. Call him.
Bye, Frankie.
Bye.
Facilitate that. The first is the reticular activating system, which basically helps to focus attention. This has a hand in the phenomenon of when you might buy a car, for instance, and you end up seeing that same darn make and model everywhere you go. Now, this is just an example, of course. I'm not suggesting that you college students are out there getting cars left and right. Though for our seniors, you'll soon know the joys of car payments. But for now, let's say you're on a diet of ramen. Am I right? And the cup noodles loco keeps popping up around you. I thought so. And the second is the thalamus, which we covered in the previous slide. The thalamus is basically going to develop a kind of memory trace. And the combinations of both structures stores that information into short-term memory. So, we have the reticular activating system, the thalamus, the cortex, the hippocampus.
Aren't you in class right now? Why are you calling me?
You wouldn't believe how boring this lecture is. And maybe I missed your voice. Can an older brother just have a nice moment with his little sis?
No. So what the hell is up?
Like I said, I was bored. What are you up to?
In free period, the senior slide is real, and it is beautiful.
College applications going okay?
Yeah, they're fine. I'm deep in the process with Mom and Dad. You know how they are. So, tell me, dearest big bro, why are you spinning out today?
I'm not spinning out. What makes you think I'm spinning out?
When things are going smooth, I barely hear from big college man on campus. When you're in your head, you put on your sweet older brother boots and stomp around, usually on my free time. Something is bugging you. What's up? Caleb? Yo, bro.
I'm that obvious.
You wish you were aloof guy, but you're hard on a sleeve guy.
I don't know. I'm just... I'm feeling a little lost lately.
Oh, right. I almost forgot. Dramatic guy.
There's a lot of career stuff coming up today, and, like, I don't fucking know.
Okay, look, you can get lost a little. It happens. But you wouldn't stay lost. I'd find you. Mostly because of the smell.
That was almost sweet.
That was almost sweet, wasn't it? Look, I would love to be there for today's crisis. but I actually really gotta go. Are you gonna be all right?
That'll be for another conversation.
Ugh, being part of this family has never not been exhausting.
Say hi to Mom and Dad for me. Love you, jerk.
Love you, bigger jerk. Get back to class!
They really ask for me?
Yeah, they love hanging with you. We want to do it more.
We should all go to that trail again, the one we hiked at this weekend.
Yeah, that'd be nice. No pressure to come tonight, though. If you have plans already, that's, like, totally chill.
I don't really know anybody yet.
That'll change once you start getting into stuff on campus. Clubs, sports, you know?
It's October 1st tomorrow. Yeah, I've been here since the end of August, and I still feel like I'm visiting. Like, I don't really go here.
I get that. It just takes time. Once you find your footing, you'll...
Hey. You okay?
Yeah, sorry.
Hey, can I ask you something?
Sure.
It's just been something I mean, we've been hanging since orientation, and I've noticed that...
What's up?
Actually, never mind.
You sure?
Yeah.
You don't have to be nervous asking me stuff.
I'm not nervous. How'd you know I was nervous?
Just a guess.
Oh. Yeah. Cool. But I'm good.
Okay. Cool. You ready?
Yeah. Let's do it. Thanks for doing all this. Just hanging with me?
Sure.
I saw some people the other day playing that Untangle game you showed us.
The Human Knot?
Yeah. I think it was a club doing an icebreaker or something.
That's cool.
That was fun. At orientation, all of us agreed you were, like, the best part of it.
What do you mean?
I feel like we were all fronting at first, trying to seem adult around each other, and you came in with water balloons and high fives and hugs and stuff. You loosened everybody up, bonded us together.
Wow, I sound so lame.
No, not like in an embarrassing counselor kind of way. Like a leader. You really connect with people. Caleb?
Yeah, what's up?
I'm just realizing, can we turn back and, cut across?
What?
Can we turn back and, shit. I knew it. Too late. Shit.
Whoa, Ben! Slow down, Ben! Ben?
I can't, fuck. Space. Space, give me space, please.
Yeah, okay. It's okay, Ben.
I just need to, fuck. Get back, please.
Okay. Ben, just listen to my voice, okay? Just breathe for me, breathe.
I can't do it this way.
Do what? What are you talking about?
I just, give me a second. Shit, it's a bad one.
We're okay here. I promise. Just take a deep breath.
Wait. I don't understand. How did I...
Just take a second and breathe, okay?
No, I'm fine. I'm okay. That's the thing,
What happened?
No, wait. What did you do?
What do you mean?
You did something, right?
I was just trying to talk you down.
No, not that. You did something.
Wait, what?
Right? Didn't you?
What do you mean by something?
What do you mean by something?
I don't know. Do you mean...
I don't mean anything. Unless... Do you mean...
Ben?
I thought earlier. And then there have been these, like, moments and... I don't know. Never mind. It's stupid.
Okay. I'm going to say a word. Okay? Let me know if it means anything to you.
Okay.
Atypical.
I knew it!
Knew what?
You're an atypical. I'm an atypical.
What?
I've never said that out loud before.
Whoa.
Are you okay?
This is amazing. You're an empath.
Yeah. How?
I read about it in an atypical subreddit. This is amazing.
You and Frankie definitely need to hang out more.
Wade, is he?
Yeah. And you?
Oh, right. My thing is energy. Wow. I've never said that to someone before. Wow.
Energy.
Oh, yeah. I can explain. I'm an energy manipulator. I take an energy, the motion of something, or an impact, or like any sort of energy that's directed at me, and then I store it and release it. Kind of like that Black Panther suit, if that makes any sense. Only like way more varied. And feelings, I guess, are a kind of energy, or like a cousin of energy, maybe. So I sort of maybe sense something inbound. I thought there was something about you, but then just now.
You could feel that?
Yeah. I thought I knew what empaths were, but you. You can push emotions onto people?
No. No, that's
not. Isn't that
not
what you just did? Why I chilled out like that?
Well, yeah, but shit.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I haven't really talked.
Oh, you don't have to tell me or anything. It's okay.
No, Ben, it's fine. Over the past couple of years, my powers have evolved a bit.
Okay.
My main thing is that I can feel everyone's feelings. But the influencing feelings thing is new-ish. I don't know how it happens. I thought maybe I had it under control, but I guess I fucking don't. Fuck.
Are you okay?
Yeah, can you just keep this between us? I haven't really...
Yeah, of course.
It's just...
I totally get it.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Cool. Okay. Thanks, Ben.
I can't believe you're an atypical, too.
Wait, hold on. Don't get up too fast. Just, like, take a second.
Does it hurt?
What? Here.
Does feeling everyone's emotions, like, hurt?
It can. Depends on the emotions. Probably same for you and some energy.
Yeah, that makes sense. Wait, so the ambulance back there?
Oh, yeah. A lot of emotions pass by in those. Probably the biggest spike I get in my day.
Wow. I guess we, like, both had an atypical freakout. Shit. That one sucked. It's just when I absorb big energy and I don't know what to do with it.
Running did that?
The jackhammer. When my feet hit the shaking ground, it was like 50 Red Bulls straight into my body. But your emotion nudge thing, like, opened me up. I've never been able to vanish that stuff into the air before.
Fuck. I'm sorry. I had no idea.
So you really didn't know I was atypical?
Promise. Like, no idea.
Wait. Are all your friends atypical? Frankie and Sadie?
Just Frankie and me.
This is so cool. I never thought I'd meet people who get it, you know? Now you actually know the real reason why I want a condition for rowing so much.
Because of your powers?
I don't want to lean on them. If I'm taking in the energy of the team and the shell moving through the water and I'm using it, that'd be cheating. So I've got to learn how to flow.
That makes sense.
Or would it be cheating? I mean, you just use your power to calm me down and that was amazing. Wait. Frankie's gonna be there tonight, right? Do you think he'll show me his power?
Yeah, he might.
Wow. Big day.
We're more than our powers. Your first instinct was right. No easy fixes. No cheating.
But what if it helps? Like, my teammates winning is a good thing, right? And if I can make that happen, same as you helping me right now. You pulled me out of it.
No, I don't think it's as simple as that, Ben. How about we hold each other accountable on this? Does that sound good?
Yeah, okay. That sounds good.
Mark, for some reason. It's 2017, last I checked. Just text me. Or, you know, leave a message if you must.
Oh my god, man. I told you, change your voicemail. It's like almost 2021. Anyway, it's Caleb. I'm in a weird place. I've just been, like, stressed about some, like, stupid shit. It ties back to what we talked about. Like, this past summer, so, like, one side of my brain is still saying fuck it because it worked, but I don't know, I keep circling in my head about stuff. Fuck. Hey, Mark, do you know what you want to be when you grow up? All right, I'm done. Call me, man. Just let me know. Hang out soon? Yeah, okay. Thanks. Bye. Nope. No texting. Do this for real.
Hello?
Hey. Hi. Is this Cole?
Yeah, this is.
It's, Caleb. You gave me your number.
Yeah, I did.
I was going to text you, but then that felt, like, really lame because what you did was, like, really brave, and I figured I'd, you know.
Be brave?
Yeah, something like that. Is this weird? Is this, like, actually really weird that I'm calling?
No, it's cool. Old school. I'm glad you called.
Me too. Do you want to maybe grab some time together?
Yeah, Caleb, I'd love that.
Oh yeah? Okay. That's awesome. Do you want to do something this Friday?
Yeah, I'd really like that. But hey, Caleb, I'm actually at work right now. Can I text you?
For sure, yeah. Okay, well, I'll talk to you later then, and see you in a couple of days.
Unless you get tea tomorrow.
Oh yeah, duh.
I hope you do.
Okay. I'll see you maybe in the next 2 mornings, but definitely Friday night.
Sounds good, Caleb. I'm glad you called.
Yeah, definitely. Bye.
See ya.
Okay.
Alright, y'all, so this is called Boston Style Pizza, and despite my initial doubts in the fall of 2017, I'm happy to tell you that Caleb is in fact correct, and it is the superior pizza.
Oh, wow. It's the crust, right?
I just know that my New York family can sense I'm betraying them.
We will defend you.
How are you liking BU?
It's been cool.
Except for Caleb, right? But he did bring you to us, so worth it.
Yeah, exactly. No, Caleb is great. He and my roommate are the only ones that have gone out of their way to make me feel comfortable.
Hey, I bought this pizza.
Only because it's your turn.
What's your roommate's name?
Linus.
Linus? I love that.
Is Frankie short for something?
Well, I got to pick my name, but I'm a sucker for tradition. Franklin's an old family name, so that's what I legally changed it to. But Franklin feels like the person I'm going to be when I'm a huge billionaire tech mogul, so for now, I'm just Frankie.
Simply Frankie.
Simple-minded Frankie.
Hey!
Oh boy, you'll learn they're the children of our little outfit.
Not anymore! Ben's now the baby. I get to be the complicated middle child.
Do you guys really mean that?
Mean what?
That I can be a part of your group.
Of course. We've been dying to hang out with you more, even before we knew you were like us.
Well, not like all of us. But he's right. We were always going to adopt you into our little group. The atypical stuff's just an extra cherry on top.
It feels so great to be open about it.
Tell me
about
it.
It's really amazing, Ben. So can you explain your ability again? I'm still not sure I get it.
I can show you.
Ooh, show and tell. Do you want to see mine?
Let Ben do their thing.
No, are you kidding? I'm dying to see. I've never had atypical friends before.
Prepare to be amazed. Ta-da!
Did the power just go out?
No, I turned them off. And then, on again. Ooh. I'm an electropath.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. Plus, I can also do this.
Whoa! That's awesome!
Okay, your turn. Do your thing.
Oh, okay, this could actually be a cool way to do it. Somebody punch my hand.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I swear it'll make sense in a second. Caleb!
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry about doing it hard. You need to hit it pretty good.
You're totally sure?
Oh my god, Caleb, I'll do it!
Yes! Awesome!
Are you okay?
Yeah. Can you hold that candle out in front of me?
Sure.
Now I'm going to pinch the wick, and when I release, it should light.
Whoa.
Oh, okay, that is seriously cool.
I can, convert energy and stuff.
Sadie, your punch just caused fire.
I mean, tell me something I don't know.
That's wicked cool, Ben.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Caleb? Everything okay? Caleb.
Yeah. I'm gonna take this in my room.
Who is it?
I'll be back in a sec.
So how'd you figure it out? What you were?
Oh, well, there's kind of just a point where you have to believe that you're not making up the crazy stuff you can do, you know?
Yeah, boy do I ever.
But it wasn't until I found this subreddit that I knew what to call it.
Oh, you're a forum atypical, too.
Yeah. Is that how you figured it out?
Oh, yeah. I straight up thought I was hallucinating until I found the online community. And even then, it wasn't until I saw videos that I really believed other people.
People post videos?
Not a lot, but yeah. Have you ever posted one?
A video? Oh, hell no. I don't want any freaky government agency coming after me. I mostly just lurk.
Oh. Yeah. I've never thought about that. You really think someone could find you? And that they'd do something?
You should ask Caleb how he found out about atypicals. There are a lot of sketchy people out there.
Hello?
Caleb?
Yeah. Adam, what's up?
Look, I know this is really out of the blue, but I wouldn't call you it's just that... Not that I wouldn't, I just...
Adam, what's wrong?
Something just happened. Something is going on around here at Yale, and I need your help. Caleb?
Yeah. What do you need? What's going on?
It's something atypical. I don't know what the hell it is, but I'm pretty sure it's something atypical.
Okay, talk to me.
College Tapes is brought to you by Luminary and Atypical Artists. The series is written by Lauren Shippen, Brigham Snow, and Megan Fitzmartin. This episode was written by Brigham Snow. In it, you heard the voices of Brigham Snow as Caleb, Emily Kirk as Sadie, Jordan Dow as Cole, Zach Barrick as Frankie, James Oliva as Man on Train, Kristen DiMercurio as Woman on Train, David Reinstrom as the Professor, Kelly Mack as Alice, Zach Infante as Ben, Andrew Nowak as Mark, and Alex Gallner as Adam. This episode was directed by Lauren Chippen and sound designed by Misha Stanton. The series was sound designed by Misha Stanton and Brandon Grugel. Original score by Evan Cunningham. The College Tapes is produced by Lauren Chippen, Brigham Snow, Lillian Holman, and Evan Cunningham. Thank you for listening, and stay strange.
Hey Houston, Conn's prices are invincible. That means prices have been cut low, as in amazingly low, as in won't be beat. In fact, we're backing it up with our low price guarantee. Invincible prices on appliances, furniture, electronics, mattresses, and more. Not invincible enough for you? How about free next day delivery on appliances, TVs, and mattresses? And payment options for everyone, whether you have good credit or building it. Visit Conn's today and find out what invincible feels like.